drop it low, girl. Dominique, I heard you ripped it up in Columbia, South Carolina over
the
weekend.
Did she rip it up?
Oh, shout! What's going on, Tom, Sam, and Jay? I got to give a shout-out to Columbia, South Carolina for always showing me love. I had a ball. Woo, I had a great time in Columbia, no doubt about it.
And where were you when you got the news that Chad Johnson had been arrested for domestic violence for headbutting Evelyn?
Looking through my iPad, you know, Tommy, one of the comedians had said something about it, but I wasn't really in tune. So later on, I looked through my iPad. I said, what are you talking about with Jazz and Evelyn? I looked through my iPad. I said, hell no. I said, not a month into the marriage. Most people still think they're going to make it to death do us part at a month. They still looking at pictures, situating the house, you know, opening up gifts. I said, this is crazy. They unevenly yoked. This don't make no sense. Chad know he wrong for domestic violence. Don't no man supposed to hit no woman. But Evelyn, she been cruising for a bruise. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Sib, it is what it is. That she been cruising for a bruise.
But, Dom, we can't encourage that.
No, I'm not encouraging it. This is what happened. It's unfortunate, but she went at that man like she was talking to Royce and Jennifer and them, and he said, I'm not them.
Right.
Right. I know when Jennifer heard that news, Jennifer, if she was driving, she had to hit her hazards and say, oh, my God. If she was in the department store, they said, why is this lady on the floor under the clothes? She said, I'm all right. Ooh, you all know what I just read. I'm okay. No, domestic violence is definitely wrong, but I can't believe Evelyn, 40 years old, arguing with this man over condom.
She's 36, Dom.
But that doesn't mean you round it off, it's 40. All you got to do is round it off, Sim, and it's 40-something years old. She know what the deal is when you with an athlete. She been sleeping with athletes since she been 12 years old,
oh
Sim.
My God.
At least he had the condoms.
And all these diseases they got out here, the blue waffle and stuff you can't even get rid of, Tom. She should have been happy that man was strapping up. That would have made me real proud if I was his wife. I said, well, at least he care about my health. She around here arguing with this man over condoms. I mean, come on, Evelyn. 40 years old, you know the game. You've been dating athletes forever. A rich man, you rich men gonna cheat. I don't care if he big and fat, and he gonna have him some women. He ain't gotta be no athlete. I said she need to quit. Sitting up here, I know, and the neighbor said, I know she said, I didn't tell the neighbor to call them. No, he shouldn't have fought the lady, but now you see why the people were at the Ritz-Carlton said, we don't want this foolishness up in our establishment.
We can't have your wedding here.
Yeah, they been heard this a long time ago. I said, this don't make no sense. They just get unevenly yoked. They don't have no business together. You know what it is, Evelyn, with these athletes. My nephew, a star athlete, and he 12. And he got 3-4 girls calling him. So what? And he ain't Imagine. Got no money, Tom. He calling me for LeBron. And he got 3-4 women chasing him in the 6th grade. So what when you get to the NFL, what it's going to be like? You don't be, you get that old and you been in the game long enough and already been left at the altar by another athlete. You know what this thing is.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah, if a broke man gonna cheat, come on now, man with money. He gonna be faithful? Come on, Evelyn. You got to argue about something else. The man was buying condoms, showing that, you know, I do have respect, but I'm gonna do what I do. And then at least he married you. You know what I mean? But no, see, I'm not advocating domestic violence. But right. You know this girl right here. I've been wanting to smack her through the TV screen. I've been looking at Evelyn.
There's a long line of those. You're right.
Yeah, see, if she ain't nothing, she old punk. Always starting trouble and then want to hide and act like she a piece. Maker. I know Royce and them said that what she get. and you know Shawnee the boss, so she went in the bathroom and laughed so couldn't nobody see her. She said, I got to use the bathroom. She was in there for an hour and a half, said, oh my God, he ain't the head butted already. I know Antoine Walker said he could have called me and I could have told him this. That's why I left her at the altar. Yeah. He turned her into Rihanna overnight. She can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to be no woman. Now, that's wrong. Don't get me wrong. That's a bad thing.
But she was cruising.
Oh, Tom, when you get to cruising for a bruising, it's coming down the pike. I just would have never thought it was going to be her husband.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it would be him. See, if I would just knew Jennifer, somebody else would have got her. When I heard Chaz, I said it didn't caught up with her.
All right.
He done got put out the league and everything. Now she really need to leave him because he really ain't going to be nice to be around after all of this. He done got fired. If he headbutting you over condom, what you think he going to do to you with loss of work, hard as it is out here? Oh, he done got put off the team. You know, but I hope they get some therapy and, you know, live happily ever after. And Chaz, keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, we'll talk to you Wednesday, Dominique.
Okay, I'll talk to y'all Wednesday.